This week, National Men's Health Week. It's also Father's Day. Good timing on all that. One area that men have been notoriously bad at, however, is being proactive as it relates to their health. We have a tendency, I don't mean to put all men into the same group, but let's face it, we kind of have a tendency to not want to go to the doctor unless we're really sick. And we do far less preventatively than we should. Here to talk about with us is somebody who had a scare of his own. He was diagnosed with a stage 2 tumor in 2016, but he got a lot of support from his coworkers, and he's a big proponent now of making sure you get an annual screening. That's Spring Fire Department Senior Captain Matt Corso, who I know fairly well, thanks to spaghetti dinners. Matt, how you doing?
Good. Good morning. How are you?
Very well, thank you. So let's talk a little bit about, first of all, about your particular case. How did you get diagnosed, and is this something that if you had maybe gotten screened a little bit sooner, they could have caught a little bit sooner?
Well, actually, it was probably caught as early as it was going to get caught, and that is thanks to Spring Fire Department solely. They started a health screening and prevention, an annual health screening and prevention program, and in 2016 was our first year of doing it. And I actually went in for mine that morning. I had no symptoms, no problems. I was a healthy, 33-year-old male with, again, no problems. And part of the test is an ultrasound, and about 20 minutes into that ultrasound, she thought she found a AAA, which is an abdominal aortic aneurysm, in my abdomen. It's about the size of my fist. Well, I had to go get a CT done, and the CT revealed it wasn't an aneurysm. They didn't know what it was, so ended up having to get a biopsy done. It turned out to be stage 2 testicular cancer.
Wow. So, okay. But thanks to the early diagnosis, obviously you're fine now.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm a clean bill of health. I have, some issues that I'll deal with from chemo. But other than that, I'm alive and I'm back to work. And my life is still the same as it was. Thank you to the Spring Fire Department. So,
wow. I assume that you probably advocate among other men. What is it about men that makes them not really want to go through this stuff?
Well, I can tell you that same morning, I didn't want to do it either because I just didn't want to know, And sure enough, I was the guy that had something to know about. So I don't know what it is. What I do know is I was afraid of the information myself. Thankfully, I got the information when I did, and early detection is the key to surviving this stuff. So you have to get your screenings. My treatment plan from here out is to do follow-ups with my doctor, continue to do my screenings with Spring, continue to go to my annual physical with my regular doctor, and I can promise I won't miss any of them, just to either avoid this again or avoid something worse in the future.
Yeah, it only has to happen once, right, for you to learn your lesson on all that.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, you don't want to hear the news every time you go. I'm a survivor myself. And, every year I go in for that annual and it's like, oh, no, yeah. I really don't want to do this. But, you have to.
Spring's doing these physicals once a year, and we did them in 2017. And I was very nervous for that one because the previous one I didn't even get to finish and I got some pretty bad news. So getting to do it again this year, getting through the entire test and having good results this year, it was a testament to what it does for you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good for you.
Yeah, indeed. So, thanks for checking in with us, Captain. That is Matt Corso, Spring Fire Department, checking in here on News Radio 740 KTRH. Not all of us have mandatory screening.
Yeah, I thought, well, most men, they don't want to take time off from work. They don't want the inconvenience of it. Oh, I'm okay. I can man through this, But on the other hand, it never occurred to me that maybe you don't want to do it because you're afraid of what the results might be.